Troubled Sudanese youth are too traumatised to adjust to Australia and should be deported back to Sudan. That's the comment made this week by a South Sudanese-born Australian lawyer and community leader, Dang Adut. But is this really the answer to the problem? The Wire's Lavette Williams investigates.
The world's newest country, South Sudan, has had the longest-running civil war in Africa, leaving hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese people displaced and scattered around the world. The reality of trauma and torture still hits home for many Sudanese living in Australia. Many youth are struggling in the process of moving forward from their past, with many being caught up in the justice system. South Sudanese-born Australian lawyer and community leader Dang Adut made a statement this week on the ABC PM program. Have a listen.
They're just too traumatized to adjust. And somehow the best way to help them is actually to consider deporting most of these kids that are there to cause problems for themselves, their parents, and the community at large, and wider Australian community. Because everyone wants to be in peace. No one wants to be assaulted. No one want to be in trouble. Everyone want to go home when they come from work, go home and sleep, not being assaulted. People work 7 days a week. And
Mr. Adut is on the phone with me. What was your reason for your comment?
Well, my statement taken out of the context because I have not completely say what I want to say as you guys just want to cut people off. My concern, and which I actually said, is the number of incarceration that our Sudanese are actually facing at the moment. And the fact that some of these people had a substantial criminal record, and all you can see is the fact that they come out of the jail and they go back to jail, whether it's the police targeting them or they committed an offense. They just are in a limbo and spending jail for the rest of your life, at least 10 years of your life or 7 years of your life, is not good enough for my community. It's not good enough for the individual.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In my understanding, you're saying that young people should be deported because of the long term in and out of prison. So there's no other solution to this problem. Therefore, the best way to handle these issues is for them to return to Sudan. Am I right?
That is, you right in that context. But I was talking specifically in relation to people that are actually in that difficult situation, that they're in and out, and we can't help them.
Yeah.
I was not only mentioning to my community, it applies to everyone that is immigrant. Even if you were born here, somehow you're going to be incarcerated for the rest of your life. It's just no good for you.
Mr. Dane, would you say then that there's no proper plan set up within Australia to help these people, but it's better off that they get help offshore? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is exactly that. If there's no proper solution, they can just keep going back in, or they've been marked, perhaps. They just keep going in, and there's no proper solution. It's no good for them. Continuing incarceration is no good. That is my argument.
All
I could
right.
be wrong.
Okay,
but that
thank
is my
you.
Argument. You can't keep these people in prison for a long time.
Thang you very much, Mr. Dane. Thanks for that.
Dang Adut, lawyer and South Sudanese community leader.
Manur Yunus is a community advocate, poet, freelance writer, and Young Australian of the Year finalist. She said Mr. Adut's comment can contribute to the racism that leads to the isolation of African youth within the wider Australian community.
Too often do we have this kind of needing by our prominent members to distance themselves from those who aren't necessarily living as the ideal migrants in this country. And I find that incredibly problematic because we end up contributing to the racism that isolate these people, and I believe from isolation, that leads them to committing these kinds of acts, to imitating a culture that is the only culture that they find themselves represented in, denouncing them publicly. It's one thing to do it within the community and to kind of show that tough love and say we will not tolerate this, but to do it on a public arena, I find that to be an issue.
Manur Yunus, freelance writer and community advocate. Journalist and South Sudanese Equatorian youth leader Andrew Lodigan said Mr. Adut should use his voice to influence young Sudanese living in Australia.
I don't think his comments really suited with the actual situation, because if he can use his own experience, he should rather be looking at solutions of how to educate these young people so that they don't continue to make such decisions that will lead them into, you know, a life of violence and crime.
Andrew Lodengon, journalist and South Sudanese Equatorian youth leader. Community advocate Sharon Orafale says deportation is not a solution to the current violence and crimes involving African youth. Instead, she promotes community assistance.
I absolutely do not think deportation is ever an answer when you're dealing with trauma. I think that it is very important to ensure that all of the stakeholders come together around the table and understand where this issue of violence is coming from, and that putting together an action plan, a roadmap of dealing with this violence for once and for all. And it has to be a sustained approach that we all have to be responsible for. I think a conversation needs to happen and action then has to happen as well.
How did you all feel when you first heard Mr. Dink's statement?
To be honest, when I saw those comments, I was a little bit disappointed.
I was a little bit shocked. Yeah, it took me by surprise.
When I first read that, I was incredibly frustrated. I read through the entire interview to try to find something wrong in it, or to see something twisted, or to see if there was a mistake of some sort, but it looked like there wasn't.
Manal Yunus, community advocate, ending that report by The Wire's Lavette Williams.